Welcome to Board Game Top Tens, episode 960, for Saturday, September 7th, 2024. Yeah, so I know that the last time I updated, I said I was going to be back onto a regular routine, and then that clearly didn't happen. But now I really feel like I'm back into a regular routine. So I've got all of these episodes stacked up, ready to record, and I'm just going to try to catch up as we go. So here we are going back several weeks. I'm actually recording this on October 21st, so about a month and a half. Apologies. So I ask you to bear with me. So we're going back to September 7th, and at number 20, we have a new entry called Mass Effect, The Board Game by Eric M. Lang and Calvin Wong Zelun, published by Modifius Entertainment, with 14,507 views. That's a decline of about 1,000 from the preceding week. The subtitle of Mass Effect, The Board Game, is Priority Hagalaz. So it actually has like three subtitles. Down from 6 to 19, Spooktacular by D. Brad Talton Jr., published by Level 99 Games, with 14,695. 188 more than Mass Effect, a decline of 32%. After popping into the top 10 for a week, back down 9 to 18, Root by Cole Worley, published by Leader Games, with 14,805. 110 more than Spooktacular, a decline of 25%. Back down 5 spots to where it was 2 weeks prior at number 17, Dune Imperium by Paul Denon, published by Direwolf, with 15,052, about 250 more than Root and a decline of 23%. Re-entering at number 16, Nucleum by Simone Luciani and David Turchi, published by Board and Dice, with 15,263. 211 more than Dune, and a gain of nearly double from where it was last week, up 87%. Rocketing back into the top 20, last week number 38, a consistent top 40 performer, this time up 23 to 15, Forest Shuffle by Kosh, published by Lookout Games, with 15,284. 21 more than Nucleum. This is due to Nerds Day, which again was a month and a half ago. It was a day-long bunch of sales from GameNerds.com, and this is the one that triggered the most interest. Down 4, falling back out of the top 10 from 10 to 14, Spirit Island by R. Eric Royce, published by Greater Than Games, with 16,096. That's a gap of 800, back to Forest Shuffle on an 18% decline. So after we saw the games between 15 and 20 separated by less than 800, there's the same gap between 15 and 14. Entering at number 13, Risafa, that's R-E-S-A-F-A, by Vladimir Sushi, published by Delicious Games, with 16,368, about 300 more than Spirit Island. Rocketing back into the top 20, from 23 to 12, Heat, by Asger Harding Granerud and Daniel Skjold Pedersen, published by Days of Wonder, with 16,761, about 400 more than Risafa, a gain of 21% to the highest position it's seen since the middle of June, when it was also number 12. This actually is another Nerds Day sale. So actually, there's a couple more too. It was pretty impactful on the list here. Number 11, up 6 from last time, Terraforming Mars by Jacob Frixelius, published by Stronghold Games, with 16,915, about 150 more than Heat, and a decline of 5.5%. But up 6 positions. So we have 7 new entries in the top 10 in this time around. Again, this is for September 7th. Falling out are from 10 to 14, Spirit Island, from 9 to 18, Root, from 6 to 19, Spooktacular, from 1 to 22, Yokohama, from 3 to 24, Leviathan Wilds. After 3 weeks in the top 10, falling from 5 to 28, Lord of the Rings, Duel for Middle Earth, and from 4 out of the top 100, Rays Arcana Duo. That fall for Yokohama marks the 86th time a number one has missed the top 10 the following week, the last time going back almost 3 months into June when Radlands did it. Interestingly, I think this might be the first time we've seen a game do it twice. Not 100% sure, but Yokohama also was the 18th time a number one missed the top 10 the following week back in the summer of 2016. Number 10, Brass, Birmingham, by Matt Tolman, Martin Wallace, and Gavin Brown, published by Roxley Games, with 17,210, 295 more than Terraforming Mars, a decline of 12%, but it climbs 3 positions, returning to the top 10 after 7 weeks away. It is, however, 2,500 fewer than last week's number 10. Number 9, Ark Nova, by Matthias Vigge, published by Capstone Games, with 20,121, nearly 3,000 more than Brass, a decline of about 5% as it loses 2 positions from where it was the last 2 weeks at number 7. So whereas the number 10 game was 2,500 fewer than last week, the number 9 game is actually about 300 more. So here is a difference. We've seen that in the upper reaches of the top 20, in the teens, where we had a game like Terraforming Mars lose 1,000 views and still gain 6 positions. Brass lost over 2,000 and still gained 3. But here, Ark Nova lost 1,000 and lost 2 positions. So here it stabilizes. Number 8, Barrage, by Tommaso Battista and Simona Luciani, published by Cranio Creations, with 20,154, 33 more than Ark Nova, and more than double what it had last week. This is the first time in the top 10 for Barrage in almost 5 years, and only the 6th time it has appeared here. It was occurring here, again, back in early September, due to the Kickstarter for the Legendary Box that provided room for all the expansion content and 2 new companies. At the time of this list, it had over 300,000 euros pledged. Barrage was released in 2019, and as of early September, was ranked number 35 on BoardGameGeek. Number 7, Dune Imperium Uprising, by Paul Denon, published by Direwolf, with 20,278. 124 more than Barrage, just 157 more than Ark Nova. That's a gain of 4.5% and a gain of 5 positions for Uprising. Number 6, The White Castle, by Shea S. and Isra C., published by Devere, with 20,904, about 600 more than Uprising and nearly double what it had last week at number 31, a 25-position climb. It's the first time back in the top 10 in over 8 months for The White Castle, and it again makes an appearance thanks to a Nerds Day sale. It is a perennial top 30-35 game. Well, perennial, I mean, for the last year. Number 5, Harmonies, by Johann Benvenuto, published by Libelude, with 24,297, 3,400 more than The White Castle, a 17% gain as it climbs 3 positions in its 2nd week back in the top 10. The gap from 6 down to 9 between White Castle and Ark Nova was a mere 800, a little less than 800. Here, a gap of more than 3,000. Number 4, Andromeda's Edge, by Luke and Maximus Laurie, published by Cardboard Alchemy, with 28,006, 3,700 more than Harmonies. This is the second appearance for Andromeda's Edge in the top 10, returning after a year and a half away. The setting is building a new civilization in the Andromeda Galaxy. It's a worker placement game where the workers are spaceships that have abilities. The player tableau is a customizable space station. Number 3. Terra Nova by Andreas Faul, published by Capstone Games, maybe Faul, with 34,586, 6,600 more than Andromeda's Edge. This is the third time Terra Nova has appeared in the top 10, returning after more than 2 years away, our highest Nerds Day boost. Terra Nova is a simplified and streamlined reimplementation of Terra Mystica, released in 2012, and, as again, early September, ranked number 29 on Board Game Geek. Number 2, Arx by Cole Worley, published by Leader Games, with 44,167, close to 10,000 more than Terra Nova, as it loses 8.7% and spends its third week of the last four at number 2. Number 1, Lords of Heaven by Alexander Yagodzinski, published by Phalanx, with 49,861, 5,700 more than Arx, and about quadruple what it had last week when it was number 30, a 29-position jump. The setting of Lords of Heaven is medieval Jerusalem. It's an area control and card placement game that has four asymmetric historical factions. It's also referred to as, quote, politically nuanced, unquote. It was on GameFound at the time. I'm sure that campaign has concluded, and at this point had $200,000 pledged. This is for September 7th, Saturday, September 7th, 2024.